What makes the mangosteen remarkable is the amazing breadth of its medicinal effects. In folk medicine, for example, it's been used as an anti-inflammatory, an antimicrobial. By that I mean something that's going to fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. It's been used as an antidiarrheal. In fact, that's the first thing they used it as. In the third world, up to a third of children can die from diarrheal illnesses. They've used it as a wound healing agent, as an antimalarial, as an antituberculin agent, as treatment for skin rashes, and as a pain reliever. And finally, as a treatment for sexually transmitted disease. In fact, its reputation as a potent folk medicine remedy more than just piqued the interest of scientists and physicians as far back as the 17th century. The first physician's appraisal of its values came in a document that was written in 1632. And the interest has really persisted. It was studied during the 1800s, but in the latter quarter of the 20th century, scientists in Australia, Europe, Japan, China, Thailand, Malaysia, India, and America, and they conducted laboratory and animal experiments to elucidate the many benefits claimed by folk medicine practitioners. The result of this is that today we have over 50 scientific and medical journal articles that have been published about the mangosteen's medicinal applications. Now, these articles cover a lot of basic applications of the mangosteen, such as its anti-inflammatory properties, its antihistamine properties, its antimicrobial properties, and its anti-tumor properties. Some of the studies have been real eyebrow raisers. For example, the National Research Institute of Chinese Medicine in Taiwan in 2002 conducted a series of experiments where the xanthone garcinone E from the mangosteen was compared to chemotherapy drugs as far as anti-tumor effects were concerned. Now, in the study, cell cultures of human cancers from the liver, the stomach, and the lung were incubated with each of the six chemotherapy drugs. And by the way, these drugs are still in use today. I'm going to name them for you. 5-fluorouracil, vincristine, mitoxantrone, Taxol, methotrexate, and cisplatin. And the xanthones actually outperformed five of the six. Now think of that for just a moment. A food extract outperformed five chemotherapy drugs. It makes it a little easier to follow the advice of Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, who said, "Let food be your medicine."